Okay, this is the last part for Tapshin Pei Beis. Bezrat Hashem. What? No. Can we do Kodesh Yitain tomorrow? Kodesh Yitain? Let's see. Before we go into Rosh Hashanah, it's important to know, somebody once came to the Kotzker Rebbe and said to him, where can I find Hashem? He said, who wants to know? So before you go into Rosh Hashanah, it's important to know who's going into Rosh Hashanah. So it's appropriate that we're starting today Perek Beis. The title of this Perek is Mi Ani. Who am I?
Kishwish.
So I'll take him up to Datsa Hoot and I'll know who I am. What's the problem? Let's see. In order to clarify this very fundamental subject, which is the basis of this sefer, ask some simple, basic questions. Questions we all, you want any questions, go, wow, why don't I think of that? Yeah, simple, partial questions that we all ask ourselves. We've never really got good answers to these questions, and they stay murky, cloudy. These are very fundamental questions, and not just side issues. And we may not ignore them. It's incumbent upon us to check well. Am I really clear who am I? Abu Ezu Matara Nivronu, for what purpose was I created? Umahu Tafkidenu, and what is my Tafkid? Ima Dvarim Alonu Yisharu Murlafim, Veloye Muchudodim Befinu. If these matters will stay cloudy and murky and will not be mamish crystal clear, ein sofet shebakach anu machmitzim chelek godol mimilu mataras chayeinu. We will be machmitzim. How do you translate that? We'll be wasting. Yeah, chometz. We'll be wasting a great portion of the fulfillment of the reason why we are alive. Denigrating. You know, it's a bit harsh. V'naysef lakach. V'naysef lakach. Why are you here? You know. Tadamoydikavot. It says, I don't remember the Makor, but the Vort's a Vort. I think it says that if you... If you don't want a Yatoira, then Hashem doesn't listen to your tefillahs. Want a Yatoira, then Hashem finds your tefillahs in hell. Gam ki lo soy. Drive away with it. Mishlech, no? Probably Mishlech.
Yeah.
If you don't want a Yatoira, then your tefillahs also are a despicable thing in front of Hashem. What's chat? What's chat? Avoid the chat. Somebody wants to tell you a word. I want to tell you Shtigal Torah. You've heard it. You tell him I've heard it. You don't listen. You come to Davin. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu. You again. I've heard it already. Hashem, give me panasa. I know you. I've heard you already. I don't want to hear it again. Hashem listens to us repeating ourselves day in and day out. So when someone wants to tell you a vort, it's to tell you that you heard, listen quietly. Say very nice. Because that's what Hashem does. So you're right. Very good. Now your tefillahs will be answered.
Each day is a new day.
Yeah. I've heard you saying Elokeinu v'Elokeinu saying 1,000 times. That's tazov tikva. That's what it means. It's toiva. Kashen is bainim. And as a result of that, we won't be able to acquire genuine simcha, which we saw is fundamentally important. It's only having a clear inner knowledge about yourself that will provide you with simcha. Kashen is boinen b'chaim agashmim. If you'll think deeply about your physical life, the v'chech shelo'ilam lo nana'ag bo'ifin do'im in a derech titlalu seinu b'chaim aruchim. There's no ways you would conduct your physical life the way you conduct your spiritual life. Never. Lo yalal das she'odem yiftach beit choresh is lo tachnit misuderes ma ukeitzad yitzu shach. Ever heard of somebody opening up a factory and he has no idea what he's going to make? He opens a factory and he buys machinery and he gets a loan from the bank and you ask him, what are you going to be producing there? He says, I haven't got a clue. Ever heard of somebody like that? We do it all the time in Aruchnis Nikola. In all aspects of your life, a person acknowledges and he has a purpose and he knows what he's doing and he has a plan, he knows who he has to speak to, he knows when to go see him, he knows what he has to do. No one runs a business like he runs his life. Lo yala das, shenichye boile magash mi bibli ladat, mai mataras chayeinu. When you go to the bank to get a loan, because you want to start a business, you have a plan, you have a well-prepared speech, and you know what you want it for, what you can do with it, and what the income and the expenses you ever. Chaim lo behirus v'lo biru advarim atoyim nechshavim lepshitas regel brura. If you don't run your business like that, you go bankrupt. V'kachaim gnei advarim beruchnis, and beruchnis is exactly the same. And in our physical lives, we miss Suda. Everything's fine. Comes to our ruchnis di kalabs. Mitzvah sanoshim melumodim. Eleni laach di lelibeinu es hayedia shirak ha-she'adam makir es ha-koychus ha-adirim shenitno b'yodeh. First of all, you have to acknowledge to yourself and internalize this very powerfully. Then until you recognize the infinite powers you have, only then you'll be able to use them properly. Most ruba of the koyach we have never gets used. Just because we don't know that we have it, we don't know how to use it. Marshal Lamar Hadovid Doimir. Adam shana. We may have to adapt this muscle a little bit without thinking. Imagine somebody died before 50, 60 years. Adam ze einu makir klalet pele technologia chadisha. When he died, there was no cell phones. There was certainly none of the wondrous technological advancements we have today. If you don't have a telephone, solar ring. It's like a normal, simple, kosher phone. One of these things, right? Nothing fancy. He wouldn't even be able to imagine, even from his wildest dream, unless he was some kind of a, you know, the science fiction writer. Shebechefetz hazayir, she'enu mechuba la'af marechet, with this little funny box that's not connected to anything, not plugged in anywhere, no wires. Nitend it kashe l'kselem. You can talk anywhere in the world from your car. You can drive in your car and you talk to someone in New York and he is his car and he's talking with almost no delay. No delay really that we can pick up. But then you have to do that. I wouldn't be able to understand how to use this thing for 1 second. Voyne makir klal es ha-potentiel ha-tomun b'machshir zeh. He doesn't understand the awesome power that is in this machine. I'm not talking about a smartphone either. Even we can't imagine what's in there. We don't want to. Rak la'acha ha'ez b'mufurat. Only after you explain to him carefully, oides, k'choysof shel ha'machshir, you explain to him what wires, what sound waves are, wirelesses and satellites, and explain the whole system to him properly. Yoichel ha'pik menetelis. Now he has to do it. Now he uses it. Got an answering machine. Moshal Zainu Dugma Katana Mod. It's a very, very mild, small moshal. The Koichas Atimunim Benefesh HaYehudit. Of what's lurking in a Jewish soul. In Ronnie's Boyan and Boyan McDivra Chazala Kadoshim, Meshagilolani Soda Chaim, If we won't dig deep into the words of Chazal that teach us the secret of our life, you don't know who you are. You don't know what power you have. You don't know what your purpose in the world is. You're running a factory and you have no idea what the address of the factory is. Do you have a factory? Zuna Maisa Matarosa Dvorim Amavuim B'chaylik Alev Shal Sfareinu Amar Tarahi Da Es Atzmacha. That's the purpose of the first part of this sentence. Get to know yourself. You're the most fascinating person you're ever going to meet. You will never meet anybody more fascinating than yourself. How to die to get to know yourself.
With example of factory, we will see the factory. First, we have to know what we can do with this factory, or first we have to know what is the purpose of this factory.
Nobody opens a factory if he doesn't know what he wants to produce
there. We see the factory. It's Matana,
you inherited a factory.
Yeah.
So the first thing you have to ask yourself is, what does this factory produce? Mao simple. Well, I'll tell you, it's got this machine and it's got that machine and it's got this. And we tell you that's very nice. I'm like, yeah, but you put the oil here. No, no, no. First of all, more simple. What does this factory make? They'll tell you it makes chairs. Oh, now I know what I'm doing. I'm making chairs. Okay, now I have to know how to keep it clean, how to maintain the machines, how to get a loan, where to sell. There's some other money you need to know in a business. But the first thing to know is what's your product. You have a store that sells produce. Yeah, you need to know what your produce is. That comes in the shop, he says, can I buy a watch? I tell him, I don't know what we sell here. Let me, I don't know, do we have watches here? Idiot, it's a grocery. You know?
That means the first thing is to know what we have to do.
What?
Then we have to know what.
Oh, who's doing it?
Who we are.
You have to know what your purpose is. What do we have to do? Why are we here? Lama nichai. Sure, for sure.
Finally, we got to practice. Somebody can ask you, who do we ask you?
Chazal. That's what we said.
And use the phone to ring them and ask Chazal.
You can pick up your cell phone that you just discovered and you can phone Chazal and you can ask him. We're davening at the Ballet Toysus is Kever in London. Then there's a Ballet Toysus is buried in London. What's up recently? There was places in London, but the famous kever that everybody governed for in London, one of the Ballet Toysfus. Anyway, whatever. Kamula Yil, Matarasenu Lagdirasani Shelanu Neto. Well, what I'm trying to discover is who am I neto? Kaviyochol, Bli Ashefa Elokia Otsum Shaltoira, Mitzvah Sadrakas Bashem. Who am I, even if you take away the influence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah, the Mitzvah Sadrakas Bashem, who am I before all of that? Let's see what. Let's see what happens when you strip away everything, what you left with. Aleinu lahakir, my nekudas ha'atzmiyut ha'tzmuna bonu. What is my unique me essence? The shemakorazu aleinu letzoyed v'ikvosov shol meire derech ha'shegam lo atzmoy lo ayu b'tchila mo'una. We have a rabbi who walked this path. He started off with zilch, nothing. Lo Torah, lo mitzvahs, lo yediyas Hashem. Nothing. He's born in Bedrochov. We'll go learn from him. And we'll all like Ketzad, who yegiya la soga v'gadoili v'ketzad u'gileh satzman. He discovered himself. And maybe we'll learn something from him. So who is this wonderful teacher? Avram Avinu, Avashalom, Bugano, Bechaisa Kol. Remember, we arrive in the world with a whole lot of stuff already sitting there waiting for us. You grew up in a home, so you learn what the home does. You see what the siblings do, your parents can grow up, whatever, you just take it for granted. Then you go to school, And then you pick up a lot of things, and then you go on, and you go on. And you're just picking up everything from outside of you. And there's nothing in the world that gears you towards, say, 1 second, the Guma. Well, you're so-and-so's son, and you're so-and-so's brother, and you're so-and-so's uncle, and you're a lawyer, and you're a this, and you're a, and you daven, and you're part of this organization, and you learn Torah, and you're an Eved Hashem. It's all very nice, but we're off into the picture. If you would go to a performance, and someone say after you, tell me something, how did Bob act last night in the performance? You tell me, you know, the costumes were exquisite. You can't believe what he was wearing. And the props and the music, unbelievable. You can't believe what a play this is. You have to go see it. Have you told me anything about how Bob acted? I don't think about what Bob did. You tell me about the costume he wore. You tell me about the props. You tell me about the music. What wonderful lines he said. But what? How did he act? You haven't told me anything. That's the problem. We know everything about our lives, but that's not me. That's all the avizirim. Ramei Vinyahu. Avram Avinu had nothing. Who got all the base of if Terach Shaya Kaimel of Adazara. His father Terach, he brought into a home. Terach was an inventor of religions. He had a very good factory. He knew what his business was. Well, he knew exactly what his business was. And you ask him, how are you feeling? He says, thank God. That was Terach. He wasn't just a small guy, he never a little store. He was the guy. He had direct entry into Nimrod. Nimrod Abraham Avinu had sheikhs, a lot of sheikhs with Nimrod. Who was Nimrod? Nimrod knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu and planned to rebel against him. Parah said, who's Hashem? I don't know Hashem, but he's for me. Nimrod, have you ever heard of Nimrod? Yada es Rebbeinu, not just had some spirit. Yada es Rebbeinu, he's coming Nimrod Bo. Leidosav ha-roysa shel Amrim hayu shelo b'kedusha, who haya ben hanida. Avram was a ben nida, which is not a simple thing. Nimzim came shavavinu itchil et chayev benukadas ha'efes. He started life with zilch, nothing. Nothing. Lo hakdomas kolsha. He had no hakdomas, he had nothing to build on. Yishama yaitzi lachapeses ha'emes u'bemeshech darkoi, u'behemshech darkoi tzliach l'choylo ma'afach olami. He went to discover Hashem. He went to discover the truth. He didn't come to make a world revolution. But in the end, that's what happened. He changed the entire universe. Because Adam Rishon wasn't our Rebbe. Adam Rishon failed. Avraham Avinu succeeded.
No.
But he failed. Avraham Avinu succeeded.
No.
Adam Rishon's not Matati. Matati is Avraham Avinu.
It's coming from
Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We don't go back. If you would make a neder that I'm not going to get a no from someone who's a descendant of Adam HaRishon, you can get a no from a Jew, because he's not a descendant. What are we descendants? We're descendants of Noah as well. But our life starts with Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Adam did things his way. What we spoke about yesterday, once again, but what was lurking in the Chet HaEgel was lurking in Adam HaRishon's Chet as well. You serve Hashem your way, and I'll serve him Hashem's way. Adam and Rishon was looking for something, and he was so close to the truth. It's ridiculous how close to the truth he was, but he made a mistake. I said, Lord Sivisi. Abram made the tikkun. That's why we get Abram. Nachon, but who teaches us how to get it right? Abram, who teaches how to get it wrong? Adam. Get a cheshbon that it would be better to serve Hashem for eating the Eitzadas, and he was right. Of our Lord Sivisi, that's not what I told you to do. I told you not to eat from the Eitzadas. Why not? I don't know. Lord Sivisi. Now, once again, we don't understand what we're talking about. That's the Nakuda. That's why we go after Avram and not everybody else. Because Avram was able to, one second, Hashem, He told me that Yitzhak's the future of Klal Yisrael. He told me the next day that Yitzhak and Shechti, Mashalom is the day before. So I'll do what I think's right. And he would have been 100% right. Hashem doesn't want Yitzhak to die. He was 100% right. He knew the Rotson Hashem was Yitzhak shouldn't die. But at TV said that he should, even though I don't want you to kill him, go kill him. That's somebody saw it. It's exactly the opposite of Adam Arishon. You see that? Exactly the opposite of the Cheta Ego. Hashem, it makes no sense. I know, because I know what the Rotson Hashem is, because I worked out the whole Torah. That's like close to the Rotson Hashem. That you don't want Yitzhak to get killed. So why should I not kill him and not put the Rotson? Because I asked you to. But you don't want it to happen. I know, but I asked you to. Avraham Avinu doesn't go through that cheshbon. Adam Arishon did. Klal Yisrael by the Cheta Egel did make the cheshbon. Avraham Avinu says, you asked me to kill Yitzhak, I kill Yitzhak. Ah, that's not the Rotson Hashem. I know, but do it anyway. See the difference? You serve Hashem your way, even though you're right. Well, I serve Hashem his way. To just start understanding a little bit of this today, yesterday. The people who don't find the Cheta Egel were a bunch of idiots. We don't look at the Cheta Egel as some sort of barbaric regression into our body's honor. The Torah tells you. The problem was had Bezalel built the Mishkan, had Bezalel understood the purpose of the Mishkan, which he did, and he knew how to build the Mishkan, and he built it with the Kruvim and everything without the Tziboy, it would have been Avodah Zorah, 100%. The only reason it wasn't, because Kach Tzivisi, and you can look in the Psukim, Kach Tziva Hashem, Kesha Tziva Hashem. Everything Bezalel does in the Mishkan, Kashet Tziva Hashem, Katzat Tziva Hashem, the whole thing is Tziva Hashem. Without the Tziva Hashem, by Samikdash, she's Avodah Zorah Gomel. Gomel. You're going to provide a home for Hashem? You're going to take the infinite creator of the universe and put him in a box? Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. That's what Hashem wanted. It's the right thing to do, but you're not allowed to do it. I tell you to do it. Do it. It has important ramifications in our practical lives as well. We took this from somewhere else once. Remember from Eliyahu and the porro, the cow, the speaking cow. Remember? Bilam had a speaking donkey and Eliyahu had a speaking cow. We didn't really speak, but anyway. The vort there, one of the vort that came out there was the porro only went to the Baal, even as a Kiddush Hashem. Eliyahu convinced him that you being the korban for the Baal is a Kiddush Hashem. I'm not going unless you send me. The cow understood this. It's the right thing to do. Aval shelo tzivisi Eliyahu, you don't send me there, I'm not going. Remember, we spoke about this one. It says in the pasuk that Eliyahu told the Baal to choose their cow. And the next pasuk is they took the cow that Eliyahu gave them. They told them to choose the cow. The next pasuk is they took the cow that Eliyahu gave them. The Midrash explains what happened. The cow didn't want to go. Gulola, I'm going to go and be the korban for the Baal and the Chilul Hashem. And blah, 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 blah. Eliyahu tells him it's a Kiddush Hashem, it's the right thing to do. He says, fine, but I'm not going on my own. You want me to go? You schmeck me. Sometimes we have to do things that's a Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, we need a certain thing to take place. We need Jewish trained doctors. What I gave the dogma. Yeah? But to do that, you have to go to university, the full good scholars. So you decide on your own you're going to go, you will not be Matzliach. You will not withstand in Yisrael. You won't. You already sent you. Because that's what Klal Yisrael needs right now, that's what you have to do. One of the Klal Yisrael send somebody I know to learn psychology at Cornell University. You know how far Cornell University is from Yiddishkeit? He told him to go and do it there. He went. Look, he's so Matzliach. The Daily Israel told him that's what Klal Yisrael needs today. Go. Had he gone on his own, he would have been wrath. It would have been a disaster. It's a very important klal to remember as we go through life. It's at the shemesh of all of those problems. Was it the wrong thing to do? No one told you to do it. Imagine the son of Bull the Mishkan, and he's right 100%. All of what is all. One big bunch of Avodah Zorah. You know why? Because it wasn't Keshat Tziva Hashem. hard to swallow. Okay. At least that's something you can take into Rosh Hashanah. A good Gebenshtoyo.